My name is John Rutherford, and I am the host of the Recollections and Connections recording project for the Springfield Library. Today we're at the Library Center on Friday, March 5th of 2010, and today we're talking with two ladies, Tammy Tyler and Clara Rutherford. Clara will be asking questions, and Tammy will be responding to the questions. So I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, this is Clara Rutherford, and I wanted to ask my friend Tammy a couple of questions about her life, because I know that you're from Texas. So how did you and your husband decide to move up here?
Okay, I'm Tammy Tyler. I'm 36 years old. I was born and raised in Texas, in Houston. When I was 7, I moved to San Antonio. We met in high school. Then 10 years later, we got back together. We had broke up, and we have 4 kids, and we'd never been around his parents, his dad and his stepmom, and one day we decided we were going to come up here and visit them and meet them, and we did, and that was in September 2005, and we fell in love with the area. It was very beautiful, and the mountains were beautiful, and all the trees. It was just awesome. In Texas, we've been going through a dry spell, and everything was brown and crispy. And we had a great visit. It was about a week we stayed here, and we went home all the way, the 12-hour drive, talking about how we wish we didn't have to go home, and we wanted to come back one day. And so about three years, we talked about it and hashed it over and argued about it and talked about it some more and decided that we were just going to move up here. And so that's what we did. We moved up here almost 2 years ago. And we got here June 7th. It was right after the Labor Day. We got to stay in Texas for 4th of July. We got to see the last celebration. It was July 7th, not June 7th. I'm all confused. And so we've been here for almost 2 years. Yeah, every child
I know your kids.
My brain, so my kids are awesome.
Well, have they had much trouble adjusting being up here as opposed to being in Texas? Because I know we have something called snow here that they're probably not real familiar with.
The first time it snowed, it was awesome. We went out and played in it and had a great time, but we couldn't build the snowman because it wasn't sticking together, so we were bummed about that. But we did play and have a lot of fun. That was like the first time any of us had seen any amount of snow, so we were all excited. And my husband was not, because his job requires him to shovel snow, so he's tired of all the snow. But this last time it snowed, we got to make a snowman, and we put an apron around her, and we put little fuzzy plants for hair, and you know, we just had fun. So
yeah,
we loved it. We miss our family. You know, we're not really close, unfortunately, to his dad and stepmom, and sister is here in Ozark, and her daughter. We're not really close. It didn't really work out, but we made friends. We made lots of friends, but we still miss our family, and that's about, you know, the gist of it.
Yeah. And I know that you homeschool, and I was curious about why. Why do you do that?
Well, it's been a very weird decision. I always wanted to homeschool. When my oldest was little, I always thought that I would homeschool. He always had great teachers, you know, and when he was little, he did have a lot of behavioral problems, and they said he had ADHD, and I didn't believe in putting him on medication. And then one day he had a big old fight at school, and it kind of freaked me out, so I got him on meds, and we tried 3 different meds, and then none of them worked, and I thought, you know what, I'll just take him home. And so in about 4th grade, I had been thinking about it and praying about it and thinking about it, and after he finished the 4th grade, I just didn't let him go back to school. We just stayed and homeschooled him. And I also, you know, I don't like all of the things that they learn outside of the teachers, outside of the classrooms. You know, the teachers can't control everything. You know, they're at lunch
by
themselves.
It's what they're learning from their peers.
Yeah, you know.
That's what you're...
I do have some objections to some of the curriculum that they teach them, but they know where I stand. Like now my oldest is in public school. He's in middle school in the 8th grade. And I haven't had any problems, and I look over his work, and you know, things are good, and I've communicated with his teachers, and they've all been great. And you know, I had some fear that he was going to be behind, but he wasn't. All his teachers told me I did a great job, which made me...
That must have been a relief.
Yes, it was.
Because you believe you're doing a good job, yeah. But you know, it's a comparative
sometimes you
thing,
wonder.
So.
Sometimes you wonder. I mean, that it's kind of a trade-off, because there's stuff that they get to learn at home that they don't get to learn at school. You know, or, you know, but there's stuff at school that they don't learn at home. I mean, it's just kind of a trade-off, so it all depends. But he was not behind, thank God for that.
Well, so. It must be hard for them to play dodgeball. It's just, you know,
yeah.
So few of
I know.
Them.
We have our own baseball
over with.
Yeah, the babies, they don't really get it, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think about putting my daughter in school. You know, Taryn is going to be 9 next month, and I think about putting her in next year. You know, we just have to pray about it and see what to do. It's a scary thing for me, for her, because she's my baby girl. So I've just heard all kinds of stories from my friends back in Texas and things that have happened with them, and the kids learn things and other kids doing things, and it's just scary. I'm a freak.
I wouldn't say that. So when you do things with them as like part of their schooling stuff, because I know that we've gone to Sequoia Park, and mm-hmm. I know that you guys must go. We went to the Nature Center. Mm-hmm. So I know that you must go other places in mm-hmm. town that you use as sort of a teaching resource.
Oh, yes.
So what other places do you find really interesting for them?
We love the Discovery Center. We go there a lot. It's just fabulous. We'd never seen anything like it. In fact, the whole city before we got up here, we researched homeschool. I mean, I was on the homeschool Yahoo group. I was, you know, just researching what's here. And I am just amazed at all the free stuff, all the nature conservation the state has. It's amazing. I mean, Texas is prideful and we have a lot of stuff like that, but it's not the same. It really is not. We don't have things like the Nature Center, and I take them to the Bass Pro Shop. That's free. It's, you know, they've got lots of stuff they can learn there, and it's just amazing. We went to the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum and Homestead. That was fun. So, you know, we were going to go to the George Washington Carver place, but that got canceled on us, so we'll have to wait and see if that comes up again.
It's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, it was a car issue. We couldn't make it. So, I mean, there's things that we've tried to do for them, but we love that Discovery Center. And they have things like at 10 o'clock where the kids, little free activities, science projects and stuff that they get to see happen. And some of them are interactive and some aren't. But they change their displays and their fun stuff. So when we go there, it's not all the same all the time.
That's now, how old are the babies? Because you mentioned the babies.
The babies?
But neither of them are tiny babies.
No. We have the kids. Who are 14 and 9 next month, and then we have the babies who are almost 4 and 2.5. So those are our babies.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to be stopped calling? We're never going to call them, you know, the big kids or anything. So they'll always be the babies. Like my husband, he's the oldest of 7 kids, and all the kids in his family are the kids. You know, we're all grown, you know. The youngest is 22. She's fixing to have her own baby. But they're all the kids, so.
Well, it's just the words that stick.
Yeah.
So, for yourself, I know that since the kids are with you all the time, what do you do for yourself? What kinds of things can you do? Because I know that you've got to make sure that either you can take them with you, and it's a kid-friendly environment, or someone can watch them
mm-hmm.
while you're doing something for yourself, because everybody needs some time to do things for themselves. So what kind of things do you do?
Right now, I go to the crochet group meetings. That is one of the favorites. Ozark's Crochet. And pretty much just kind of hang out if I, you know, go to a friend's house for a movie or whatever. But that's all. I don't really do much. I go shopping for fabric and yarn, and I get to leave the babies home. And I also work. I actually work for Integrity Home Healthcare, and that's kind of my escape. It's not really a job to me, because I take care of this old man and his wife, and it's not really hard at all. It's just waiting for them to need me, so I get to sit there and crochet, and it's kind of cool because I get to relax. It's calm and quiet at their house, and it's not really hard, so that's kind of an escape every weekend. That's pretty much all I do. I don't really have a life. My kids right now.
But you have a cat.
Yes.
The cat is important.
I have a cat and a dog and my mom's dog. So it's a zoo at my house. Four kids, a husband, three animals. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
So on the whole, are you glad that you moved up here?
Yeah, I am. It wasn't what we thought it was going to be, which at first was a little disheartening, but we still like the area. We still think we did the right thing. My husband was able to go to school and finish, which he wouldn't have been able to do where we were living. We lived like in the hill country, and it was an hour away from any major city, so he just wouldn't have been able to afford the commute. And it's cheaper out here to live. I hate to say that, but it is, you know, and so I'm glad we did it. We made a lot of good friends, and you know, it's going to be sad when we decide to move back to Texas.
Well, but I'm glad you moved up here, too.
Thank you.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.